What does Jenga mean?
Is it to fall, build, to shake, or stacker? Leslie Scott, who created the game, grew up in East Africa speaking English and Swahili. In the 70s, she bought a bunch of blocks from a sawmill in Ghana for her kids to play with, and they just started playing a very similar game to this, naturally. In the early 80s, she decided to try and make the game, but all the toy companies she was going to wanted to call it, like, Timber or Collapse or something that explained more what actually happens in the game. But good old Leslie Scott... not that one. But good old Leslie Scott was a bit of a genius, and she was like, no, an individual random word is what's going to make this game special, just like a Rubik's Cube or something. It will make it last the test of time. And she was right, like, everyone knows what this is now, the word we even use in pop culture. And this version I have, like this book version, so beautiful, is the best ever. Because no more is my board game library metaphorical. I picked these up from JP Games and look how beautiful they are. I also have Monopoly and I have Trivial Pursuit and JP Games. That will not be the end of this. I'm coming for more. Okay, so have you been guessing what Jenga means? Does it mean build, stacker, to fall, to shake? So interestingly, the word does come from Swahili. So if it had a ka before it, so ka Jenga, it would be to something. So it's not to something, so it's not to shake, and it's not to fall, which would kind of make not sense. Jenga means to build. She wanted to focus on the perpetual building of this beautiful game. And my God, I'm terrible at it!